Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keys are here with you. We head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend Mike Wilson from the Knoxville News Sentinel. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Glad you're back on here, Robbie.
Thank you. It's good to be back on here. Although Rex Road, you know, every time Rex Road gets a chance to kind of hold down the fort and, you know, be Mike One on the show, I think we all enjoy it. I always get a lot of positive feedback.
Yeah, what are you trying to say, Mike? You think I can't do it?
He's a little bit of a peacock sometimes. You know, you need the partner to make sure things are balanced out here.
Yeah, that's one word for it.
It is. So, Mike, I'll be honest with you. I look at this Tennessee men's basketball team this year, and my general thought on it has been, yeah, they're pretty good. And they've got a chance to be in every game that they play, and they've got a chance to come out on top, particularly with the way they defend. I don't love them offensively, and I just don't know that they've got enough depth in my mind to seriously be a national title threat. And that's kind of been my stance on them all year. And then I watched what they did against Florida the other day, and I'm just like, wow, well, how about that? The most impressive win of the year for them in some crazy circumstances. So where do you come down on what you've seen from this Tennessee team, and what you think their potential is in terms of the threat they can be come tournament time?
Well, I think you could just did my job for me there, Robbie, because that's pretty much how I would sum it up too. Especially going into that Florida game, I've likened this team a lot of points to the team Tennessee had 2 years ago, the 22-23 team. Very good team. This team has more offensive firepower pieces, but its calling card is the defense. Very good team. And this team's winning more than that team was. But in terms of stylistically and what you see, that's what I've seen out of it. But that feels like it changed with what they did against Florida, because suddenly it seems like they have a lot more and players who can do different things than they knew, because you took out the central component to everything with Zakai Ziegler and found out you've got more on your team than you thought, because you took away their safety blanket. You know, their end of shot clock, please do something to save us guy. They had to do it for themselves, and you found out a lot more about who Tennessee is in the process.
Yeah, look, I mean, talking to you guys before the Auburn game, Mike, and I say you guys as, it, you know, the Vols beat writers, I detected, you know, some pessimism, and I think we were all a little surprised by how that game went, including just how low scoring it was, but yeah, I've kind of had that too. And then it's like, yeah, see, they can't. They do have some guys who can make some plays. The defense was incredible the other day. You have games like that. You can have a game on your home court, you know, where you're fired up and you just play out of your mind. But I also feel like maybe they can learn something from, hey, guys, you don't just have to stand around and wait for Ziegler to get you a shot or take one. Like, move your body. You know, attack, be aggressive, and, like, you know, because there's just been so much on him in terms of having to do everything. Last year, he could sit there half the game and watch Kinect just take over. And he still's playing 35, 37 minutes, but at least there's some wear and tear removed last year. So do you think that this could actually change how they play on offense?
I think you could change what some guys do on offense. I think Rick Barnes will still play Zakai Ziegler 35 to 38 minutes because, you know, the safety blanket phrase, he's that for Rick Barnes as well. Those minutes are still going to be there. But I think you did see you can maybe give him some run with Jordan Gainey at point and Zakai off ball, which you saw Tennessee do a lot last year with Dalton, where Dalton just had the ball. That's not really what Chaz Lanier has brought. So you can do that maybe a little bit with Jordan Gainey, which that would, you know, again, you're talking about wear and tear. That would take a little bit off Zakai, who I thought did wear down at the end of last season by the time they played Purdue. So that is an option there. I think offensively it's still going to look similar. I think a lot of guys are going to do similar things. But you figured out, again, like Jordan Gainey can do more for you offensively. I thought Felix Okpara was awesome the other day against Florida. I thought he's been awesome for most of SEC play, though. You got a little bit more out of Cade Phillips. You got some more of that interior offense that Rick Barnes has been looking for all season. So they did find out they've got more pieces, but I still think they're going to rely heavily on Zakai Ziegler. Maybe they could do it less at the end of the shot clock, though, because I think that's a place where the offense just needs to be better.
So, Mike, I want to take like a 30,000-foot view of this thing just from the program perspective here. Rick Barnes is 70 years old, and, you know, he's made some comments about Ziegler and how much he loves coaching Ziegler. And, you know, he said, I don't know that I'd still be coaching if Zakai Ziegler wasn't here. I'm just curious from your perspective, being around Rick Barnes, what's your sense for how much longer he wants to do this? And what's your sense for where he's now elevated this Tennessee job as to the attractiveness of it when that time ultimately comes and he does step away? What do you think he's done for the program in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, to answer the program part, he's made it an attractive place because it's a place where he's won on a consistent level. I mean, Tennessee's been ranked nonstop for, I think it's four straight seasons now, been top five 34 weeks in seven seasons after only doing it 17 times in program history. Like he's shown there's a sustainable level of success that can happen at Tennessee, which is a school without a lot of basketball history. I mean, there's two Elite Eights, there's no Final Fours, and Rick Barnes has shown you can compete for those things every year at Tennessee, which is not what it had shown before outside of that short little Bruce Pearl glorious era that existed there in the early 2000s. So that's what he's done for the job, and he's made it a place where it's proven that you can win. As for the other part, I don't know exactly. That's a question that I've asked Rick in previous interviews, and you know, you kind of get the consistent answer of still love doing it, still love coming to the gym. When I don't love that anymore, then I'll know. I think that'll just be on a random Tuesday in July or something. I mean, I don't know. With the way that Rick Barnes is, you're probably not going to hear him feel that way in January. So, yeah, I don't know how many more years there are. You've seen a lot of that kind of old guard winning coaches decide it's time. I mean, Leonard Hamilton did that yesterday, I believe, announced he's resigning at the end of the year. So there's been a lot of that changing of the guard, but Rick Barnes still seems all in on having a good time with this.
Yeah, Larinaga this year too. Would you be shocked if, and I know there's some talk, you know, like you know, the fifth-year thing, and Ziegler could come back. But would you be shocked if Barnes ends it when Ziegler's career ends?
That's been a popular theory for a while, I think, that's the kind of last player that Rick sees through. I don't know if there's truth to that. I mean, it's mostly just been chatter more than anything else. But, I mean, the guy's 70. Like, anytime you're talking about someone who's 70 still doing this, you understand the chatter, you understand the speculation on it. But yeah, I mean, I don't think there's been anything concrete to suggest that that's exactly what's going to happen.
So moving forward with this team, you know, another, and maybe it was just desperation, and I know he's not going to be a big difference maker, but Boswell, can he give them 8 to 10 minutes? Because I feel like that's another way to, you know, just sort of just use the depth, the obvious, you know, limited depth that you have as much as possible.
I think you can give them a little bit more. I don't know that it's 8 to 10 minutes. I think maybe the most important thing that happened the other day was all those players got a chance to play free because they couldn't get pulled. Where you're used to seeing a Darlinstone Dubar or a Bishop Boswell go in and make a mistake, get pulled, and not go back in. Rick Barnes didn't have that option. He had no one else to turn to. So
it's
guys,
very Izzo-like.
Very. But I thought, you know, guys had an opportunity to just play. I mean, Darlinstone Dubar just shot the ball. He's not going to get pulled for taking a shot maybe he shouldn't have because there's no one else to play. So you got kind of the true version of guys in that game. And you got the true version of Bishop Boswell. I think it was 3 assists, 1 turnover in 11 minutes. So it was good minutes from him, played good defense. I don't know that you're going to see a lot of minutes from him in every game. You maybe get a couple more, but I think it's clear what the rotation is at this point, and Bishop is kind of that last guy in that group. So maybe he plays more, but I think the roles have been kind of established since probably November.
Well, Mike, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning, and we will talk to you soon.
Cool. Thank you guys for having me.
Yep, Mike Wilson, Michael, from the Knoxville News Sentinel, our guest. We'll react to what Mike had to say. Some more of your thoughts to get to on our text line. We'll do all that coming up. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.